Ben and Kelly and a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do. The bar is a little low hurdle we're putting close to the ground, thinking you can successfully jump over it. Just don't do this.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we've heard those stories about creative ways, albeit illegal, that people have tried to hide their drug stash, right?
Oh, boy.
Then there's Lauren. So if you can manage to make it through the day without labeling your illegal items in plain sight when you're breaking the law, you're doing okay. What did Lauren do?
What'd she do?
Okay, so she's in Florida. She got pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. During the traffic stop, police noticed that, well, Lauren was kind of moving things around suspiciously. The cops spotted some paraphernalia, so they're like, probably.
Let's look and see what else she's got.
What else do you have? So Lauren, well, inside Lauren's purse, they found a bag labeled, quote, bag of drugs. In it, you guessed it, drugs.
Not Tylenol?
No. Things
not
like
Advil?
Crack, not cocaine, meth, Xanax, those sorts of things. Also, the paraphernalia.
Not bought over the counter.
No, exactly. Oh, yes, it was accurately labeled. Lauren was then arrested on a variety of felony charges. And
She just wanted to make sure that she could find them.
Yeah, she didn't want to mistake it for something else in her purse.
She's really an organized person.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you know what?
She has organizational skills, which was what we should probably highlight, is that she has skills in organization.
Yeah, we are overlooking the fact that she is trying to protect herself by labeling, these are the bag of drugs.
Right.
These are other types of things. Yeah.
Sure. Right. Like, she probably also has a place for coupons, labeled coupons.
Right. This is coupons, bag of drugs. Don't mix those up.
Don't mix them up. Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Florida, for making the show there. Thank you, Lauren. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without labeling your illegal items in plain sight when you're breaking the law, you're doing okay.
Looking at her mugshot, I'm not entirely sure she fully understands.
She's still like, what?
The irony of what happened.
What? How did they know?
How?
How in the world?
How did they figure that out?
That's your setting the bar story.